You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
She's a fashion blogger, model, and entrepreneur.
She's amazing.
The latest tips on fashion, beauty, wellness, travel, and her lifestyle. And now, here's the founder and creator of Not Basic Blonde, Olasha.
Hi, loves. Welcome back to another episode of Not Basic Blonde podcast. Today, I have world-famous and Hollywood-famous guest. His name is David Weintraub, and he's the one who will share with us the blueprint to break into the entertainment business. David is an industry veteran with over 25 years of experience in all areas of the entertainment business. David is the most sought-after pop culture manager and the force behind the representation of many of your favorite Bravo housewives, VH1, Love and Hip Hop stars, and many other talents from Jersey Shore, Kardashians, The Hills, 90 Day Fiancé, Selling Sunset, Dancing with the Stars, Too Hot to Handle, and The Masked Singer. David got his start in the industry in the A&R department of Interscope Records and Death Row Records, working with the entire roster of hip-hop superstars. David then went on worked for Eminem on his first two albums. Shortly after, he moved on to become a talent agent at William Morris Agency and United Talent Agency, and he then left agency business to become a TV show creator, talent manager, and executive producer in Hollywood. Some of David's most notable clients include Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, Jeff Bridges, Eminem, Gwen Stefani, Scott Disick, and so many more. So David will be sharing with us today how to get your foot in the reality, pop culture, television business, and what is Hollywood Handbook, what is the story behind Kardashians and some of the famous reality TV stars, how to spot a talent, what are the biggest challenges in the industry, how to monetize and promote yourself being in this industry. But before we begin, I would like to share something special that I created just for you. Exclusive world first PREI branding accelerator program. And your brand is more than just a name. It's a ticket to 6 and 7 figure success. With my PREI branding accelerator program, the spotlight is within reach. Your extraordinary journey deserves an extraordinary platform. Join me and let's unlock the doors to a future that is as dazzling as you. You guys can join today and I will include all the info in show notes. And also don't forget to subscribe, rate and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, David. So glad to have you on my podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on. It's wonderful to meet you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Nice to meet you as well. And you having such incredible background and being so famous in entertainment industry and reality TV industry. We would love to know more about you and how you become so successful.
Sure. Where would you like to start? I've sort of been a jack of all trades in this business as a agent and a manager and a producer and a creator. And a couple of my shows, I was also the star. So, how far back do you want to go?
tell us all about it, how you started and what was your turning point and how did you manage, produce and film your shows?
Well, I was lucky that I started really young. I started when I was 15 years old. So being that I started at that age, it allowed me a lot of time to really figure out what area of the business I wanted to focus on. When I first jumped in the game, I was working at record labels. So I was working at Interscope and I was working at Death Row Records, which are two pretty big, famous, prominent record companies. So I got to get a sense of what that world was like. And after doing that for about 5 years, I was also going to school at USC studying business. I realized that I really wanted to go more into the corporate world. So that pushed me to go into the agency business, where I worked at the William Morris Agency and I worked at the United Talent Agency, UTA. So both of those places were very different. William Morris was a very old school corporate cookie cutter. This is how the business is. This is why you have to be suit and tie. You know, you have to be a specific kind of person to work there. And then UTA was kind of like the new age of agenting with a lot of young talent and a much different perspective on life. So I kind of fit in a little bit better in the UTA system. And that's really where I thrived. And from there, that's where I learned how to package TV shows, represent talent, create TV shows. And ultimately, I left there, took my clients, took my packages, and did my own TV shows.
That's incredible. Which TV shows have you done?
So the first show I did was a show. Well, as an agent, the first show I ever packaged was a show called The Simple Life, which starred Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. And that was the first of its kind. It was an overnight hit. It was something that we knew was going to be a game changer, but we didn't know the level that it was going to go to in pop culture and be a phenomenon. So that was the first show I packaged. Now, packaging a show is where you take talent that you represent, a producer, and an idea, and put them all together. And then the agency, instead of commissioning the clients, they get a packaging fee. Now, a packaging fee can be 5 to 10% of the overall budget of the show. So packaging a TV show is where you take the talent, where we took Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. We took a production company that we represented and an idea and put them all together. And rather than commissioning the clients, you get a packaging fee from the network. Now, that could be anywhere from 2 to 5 to 10% of the whole budget of the show for the life of the show, which means the agency can make a lot more money off of the package. So that's where I really learned how to put together TV shows. That being said, I felt like me putting together the package, I was so intricately involved in the creative of the show that I decided that my world that I lived in was really as entertaining as their world. So I created a TV show called The Sons of Hollywood, which was for A&E, which we did 20 plus episodes of. And it was a real life docu-soap about my life and my two best friends, Randy Spelling, who's Aaron Spelling's son, and Sean Stewart, who's Rod Stewart's son. And it was like a reality version of Entourage. So that was the show that actually put me into the television business out of the agency business, because I had created, produced, and starred in that show. From there, I co-created a show called Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, which went on to do 10 plus seasons and many spinoffs. And then from there, I just started working with all the talent from The Housewives, The Hills, Laguna Beach, you know, you name a brand, Love and Hip Hop. I just started representing all the talent and then creating spin-off vehicles for those talent.
Wow, that's incredible. You're so talented.
Thank you.
Not just creating shows.
Well, I don't know if it's talent. I mean, it's kind of a little bit of being in the right place, having the right relationships, having the ability to find talent and to come up with concepts that had yet to be seen.
Yeah, and also having right skills too. What skills helped you the most to become so successful?
I think that my ability to write concepts was the crux of it. So, you have to have an ability to like come up with, you know, basic ideas that you can format into like three paragraphs that basically spell out what a TV show is all about. If you can explain a show in three paragraphs, soup to nuts, and get people interested in, you can create television shows. All of the episodes that you make as a result of that initial creative, that can all come in time. But what people want to do is they want to buy the idea. And I am an idea guy and a talent guy. So when you have the talent and you have the idea and you marry them together, that is what the buyers would like to see.
Yeah, because sometimes so many people have different ideas and they have great ideas, but not everyone can make it in reality TV. And what do you think about Kardashians and Paris Hilton and how it all started?
I mean, I think that they're the ultimate marketing geniuses and the biggest game changers in the business because they opened up a path and a doorway for people who were not necessarily like your typical actor or actresses or singers or rappers. They had their personality became their product, their look, their style, their lifestyle, their home life, their family. That became the business. So I found it very interesting that we can now take unique personalities and unique voices and turn them into conventional celebrities and stars that actually have a monetizable business.
Yeah, I totally agree with you because what they created the whole empire and all it started from just a sex tape.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of steps in between, you know, the publicity and the tape and the branding of the show and getting the TV show and getting notoriety and having the right PR presence and being seen at the right places that made them of value. But there is a very small community in which we grew up in Los Angeles, which consists of the Spellings and the Stewarts and the Jenners and the Kardashians and the Hiltons and the Richies and all these kids that were all, you know, children of celebrities or children of power families. And that became a business. So when I was sitting in the driver's seat at UTA as a talent agent, wearing my suit and tie every day, going to a million meetings and, you know, making deals, that's when that business really started to crack open. And I knew a lot of these kids because we all went to school together. So as that became a business and I'm Mr. Suit and Tie Guy agent, I was able to go bring them into the agency and create opportunities for them.
How did you help dozens of pop culture stars to become famous and succeed in the industry?
Well, a lot of that we're breaking down in my new virtual training guidebook, The Hollywood Handbook. And basically, I'm taking my 25 years of experience as an agent, manager, producer, creator, PR guru, marketing guy, and the star of my own shows, and taking the secret sauce that I've used and giving you a spelled out play-by-play description of how to do it. But it consists of a lot of stuff. I mean, one, you have to figure out what your talent is. Two, you have to figure out what your 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, 10 year goal is. Three, you have to figure out if your talent is actually something that you can bring to market that people are going to want. Four is once you discover that, can you figure out the right way to shoot and cut your content and then distribute it? The next phase is actually distributing it, whether it's on your socials or in media or on TV or film or Twitter or viral, whatever it might be. And then how do you market and get PR? And then how do you monetize it? So all of these steps are broken down in the Hollywood Handbook in a very easy to understand, spelled out way. So if you ever wanted to get your foot in the door and you're having trouble opening those doors, get the Hollywood Handbook. Go to thehollywoodhandbook.com, get the course, learn it, show us what you're doing. And even for us, we could mentor you. We could help you. We can help open doors if we believe in the product. But anybody can do it. You just need to hone in on the course and understand it.
I love that you have a course like that now because it's like first in ever in history, I'd never seen and never heard of anything like that.
Yeah. Well, I've been developing it for the last 4 years and the guys over at Lightspeed TV and Brad Lee, they, you know, believed in that this was.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
An area that was sort of untouched. So we started developing it and figuring out kind of what the right areas of expertise we wanted to talk about was. Originally, it started as a TV programming guide, and then it really evolved more into a understanding of Hollywood and representation and a guidebook for people that don't necessarily have the doors to open, but want to figure out how to get that key. So we've come up with a spelled out key that you can follow to open up those doors.
Wow, very interesting. And when you're searching for the talent, what are you looking for? Because, I mean, so many people think they have talent.
For me, I'm looking for talent of all walks of life. You know, I'm looking for people that have skills, people that can act, sing, dance, cook, people that have a unique point of view on a business that maybe we've never seen. Maybe there's an amazing, you know, carpenter that's working in his garage, building amazing pieces of furniture, and he's able to spell out from beginning, middle, and end how to do it. Those are people that we can turn into social media stars that we can then get linear TV shows for. So I always like to say I'm looking for these main topics. I'm looking for great family businesses where the whole family is involved in a long-term family business that is successful, has a lot of amazing characters. I'm looking for great social media influencers that have a great reach and are doing something unique. I'm looking for rappers. I'm looking for singers. I'm looking for great chefs. So it's a very broad spectrum. If you look at the DWE talent client roster, you see that we have celebrities of all walks of life, actors, rappers, rock stars, reality stars, you name it. But what we look for is unique voices. So if you have a unique voice, we're the place to come to. And if we can all agree on how to roll out your business and you follow the guide, I think it can happen.
That's incredible. And do you think social media presence plays the huge role in it as well? Or, I mean, it does help.
Weirdly enough, social media has become the benchmark for the buyers to really pivot toward what they want to buy. So you have to be in a place where at least you have some visibility, some exposure, and some quantifiable numbers so that they can get you in the door and really back you. Now, there used to be a time and place where you didn't need any of that, but unfortunately, the numbers are so big. So one of the things that we're also teaching you in the Hollywood Handbook is about your analytic, how to design your analytic, how to put your numbers together, put your press together, put your content together in a very, you know, kind of formatted document that we can give to buyers so that buyers see everything in one page in either a visual or with analytic numbers on paper. So once you have that now, it opens up a lot of doors because people can look at you and say, hey, this is an area of expertise that we're looking for somebody in. They have it. They have the numbers. They have the press. They have the background. Let's push them forward and try to get them onto the linear TV channel.
basically having a media kit. Like, that's what I have when I
said wouldn't call it a media kit. A media kit is a little bit different. This is actually an analytic number breakdown. So it shows your reach, your likes, your engagement, all of those things. So that is a key element that I find now. That's the first question that anyone who's going to buy product or give a talent an endorsement deal or do any type of deal, they want to see the analytic. We have a step-by-step guide that we're showing you how to develop the exact analytic that we use in the industry when we give it to buyers to make deals.
Very interesting. I love that.
It's become a key component. You know, I find it to be sort of the easiest way to get to the finish line, because you'll know right away whether a buyer is going to make a deal with you. And you'll know right away if anyone is interested in that talent based on the budget of their deal or what they want to do and the criteria of what they can afford.
What were the biggest challenges you faced in the industry over the years?
Well, the industry itself has a lot of challenges because there's a lot of ups and downs depending on what the market wants to buy, what buyers are actually going to push forward onto the networks, what brands want to do when they hire social media influencers or celebrities. And you have to evolve with that. So you ever-growingly have to get different clients, change clients' perspective on the world, deal with crisis management, deal with all kind of evolving issues that happen in the industry, and just be ready to make pivot moves to do the right thing so that you can get the right deals. It's a very different business than when I started in the 90s. I mean, I don't want to date myself, but you know, I started in this business in 1995. So here we are in 2023, and I've lived through the evolution of a lot of different types of companies. And I find that the company that I have now really has the ability to do everything. So we have the ability to produce and create. We have the ability to do PR, the ability to do marketing and branding, the ability to do representation. And our work is interesting that people actually want to document and follow it. So it's sort of staying with the trends, but also being unique to what the market needs, which is exactly why I decided to do the Hollywood Handbook, because I felt like there was a need in the market to teach people. I get so many texts and calls and inquiries and emails from people that want to get in the door. How do you get in the door? And I just want to take this knowledge and actually give it back.
I love that. That's incredible. And also, like, new thing is coming up now. I mean, it has been for a while, but lately even more, celebrity club appearances, and they can be lucrative.
Yeah, I mean, the club appearance game has been a big business for, you know, many, many years. It's definitely evolved more into sort of the DJ business, because it used to be a business where people could just show up or would do what we call a walkthrough. So hosting a party can either be like going and spending a certain amount of time at a nightclub, at a venue, at a concert hall, at any type of event, and getting paid to be there. And then it evolved to like a long-term one where you have to stay like 2 to 3 hours, or like a quick walkthrough where you only stay 30 minutes. And then it evolved into the DJ business. So the DJing business really has become the main crux of making money. So if you are a celebrity and you learn how to DJ and you have a big following and demand and can DJ, you could have a monster business. So I find that a lot of the focus has pivoted into that world, and the world of just showing up and being seen, that world has slightly come down, but it still exists. So it really just depends on your social profile, following, and what you're doing and why people would want to see you. I don't want to say that the business does not exist for celebrity club appearances, because it certainly does, but it's dwindled down slightly and the budgets have changed over the years.
And since the club appearance is kind of going down, I know that so many experts say that actually private events are appearances are going up. So what do you
well,
think?
Well, if you have the money to do a private appearance, because you got to remember, that's usually double, triple, quadruple what a cost would be for having a club appearance. You know, artists like to do private events because they're high ticket dollar value money for them. So if you have those type of events and you can do them consistently, you could probably make three times what you would make doing a public event. Now, that business is a really unique one. I have some great clients that have, you know, that have been quite successful that like to do big private concerts or events at their house for their family, for their wives, for their girlfriends, for events to, you know, promote their brands, whatever it might be. And those are the most fun in the game, period. I've always had the best time doing it because you can take a huge artist and have them play in your backyard. Now, your backyard might be some crazy mansion and, you know, you have 500 of your closest friends, but that's a pretty incredible thing to go to.
Very interesting.
Yes, it's a unique business. We should all be so blessed that we could have those kind of budgets one day.
Yeah. And also, is it true that you can't cash in on your appearance forever? That so many celebrities, they do have some kind of like gigs going on for them first when they're fresh face and when they look beautiful, they're younger. As time goes on, they kind of, you know, becoming old dogs in the industry. So they need to pivot to something else. So how...
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, the world as a celebrity, depending on your talent, I mean, I have a rule of thumb that a lot of people don't like to hear, but you're sort of as relevant as your last hit, your last movement, your last song, your last post, your last, you know, whatever your last PR play is. So you have to keep feeding the business and feeding the publicity. Now, you can have ups and downs where 1 minute your rate is this high and then it lowers and then it goes to the middle. There's a lot of different ways to do it. But, you know, the money does change over time. They are looking for fresh faces. You have to stay relevant. You have to stay current. You have to make sure that your content is hot. You have to make sure you're being marketed properly. You're doing the best stuff and you're getting out there. And that will keep you in the game, keep the buyers coming, and will keep you making money.
Love that. And for those who don't have much budget to get into industry, do they have to have investors or do they have to have certain budget, or they can just get in the industry because of their talent, or they need to have connections? Like, how does it work?
I mean, listen, connections and know-how are everything, but talent is always going to be the first main point of entry. But if you have talent with no connections and no relationships, you're not serving yourself. And that is the point of the Hollywood Handbook, because I'm giving you a step-by-step play of how to get in. My course is years of experience, years and years of experience. It's all facts. It's all understanding the game and figuring out how to execute what you want to do in a very simple to understand format. If you follow that, you can get in because I'm giving you the keys to the castle. But if you don't want to follow that, you might sit and try to get in the game for many years and it may not happen.
I love it. Very interesting. And where can our listeners find you? Your social handles, all the information?
Yeah, Sir David Weintraub is my Instagram, and at DWE Talent is my Instagram for my company. And thehollywoodhandbook.com is where you can get our training course. So that is the places to come and, you know, connect with me. And, you know, we're going to be offering a mentorship program shortly. And if we see people that we really believe in and they want to really take the next steps to have me help them and learn this business, you know, we could figure out that arrangement and get in the game.
Love it. Thank you so much, David. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you for having me. I wish you lots of luck with everything. Anything we can ever do to help you, please let me know.
Thank you.
That was all for today, guys. I hope you really enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Not Basic Blonde podcast is available on all the major platforms with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. To support the show, tag NBB podcast on your Instagram stories and check out more behind the scenes on Instagram as well at notbasicblonde_ or NBB podcast. And if you haven't, subscribe, rate and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.